shortly after 10 o'clock last night, our officers responded to a residence in the 600 block of Harvest. We had a report of a disturbance at that location. When we arrived on scene, we were able to learn that a firearm had been discharged inside the residence during that family disturbance. As our officers were arriving on scene, some of the family members, the additional family members, were fleeing outside. As a result of this, the remaining person in the house, the suspect, remained inside. We attempted to make contact with him to have him meet with us. This met with negative results. As a result, we attempted to maintain security in the area. Our SWAT and hostage negotiation team were activated. Residents in the immediate area of that street and bordering streets, we attempted to evacuate the evacuate that area. With the assistance of the College Station Independent School District, we were able to temporarily shelter them at a nearby school. While we were attempting to secure and evacuate the area, the suspect attempted to flee his residence from his backyard. When confronted by officers, he fled back into the fenced area and was able to elude capture for a period of time. He was contained within our initial perimeter, was never able to get outside of that. And then shortly after midnight, he was taken into custody as he attempted to make his way back to his house into the backyard by going over fences. As a result of the investigation, we were able to determine that the subject that we placed in custody, Mr. William Herring, a 20-year-old male College Station resident, had been involved in a altercation with his father. As a result of that altercation with his father, the father received minor injuries. So Mr. Herring was charged with assault, family violence. Also, he was additionally charged with evading arrest or detention. This charge was enhanced to a state jail felony due to prior convictions of a similar charge. Our investigation into the events involving the gun and the discharge of the gun inside the residence is ongoing, and it's possible that additional charges could be filed.
Family members have apparently told investigators what they believed happened regarding the display of the firearm and how the gun went off.
The victim of the assault, after the assault, the confrontation had become physical, in an effort to get the suspect to leave the residence. He had a firearm in his possession in an attempt to get the suspect to leave the residence. By all indications, he did not threaten the suspect with the gun or anything. During a subsequent physical confrontation between the two, the gun was discharged accidentally. There were no report of any injuries because of the firearm discharge. We did recover several firearms from the residence, and as we'll continue investigating into the circumstances as to how and when the gun was discharged, and if applicable, additional charges could be filed.
During the officer's contact with the suspect, did the suspect ever display a firearm?
Negative. No, he did not.
For those who were taken, I believe it was to Cypress Grove Intermediate School, how long approximately were they in the school before they were allowed to return to their homes?
We initially, with the assistance of a nearby convenience store, which was until shortly after, until about midnight, we were able to shelter them there. When that business closed and when we moved them to the nearby school, Mr. Herring was taken into custody sometime shortly after midnight. And then after our officers continued to work in the area to ascertain, make sure that there were no firearms that were had been unaccounted for. And then around 1 o'clock, shortly after that time frame, is when the residents were allowed to return to their homes.
What has family members, if they have shared what led to the initial disturbance at inside of this whole series of events?
Indications are that that the initial argument that turned into the physical confrontation was over some longstanding relationship issues between the suspect and the victim, who was a family member.
Anything else to share, particularly from the point of executing the hostage negotiation team and the SWAT team, how that went last night and all protocols followed and that sort of thing?
It was a positive outcome. There were no report of any injuries. The suspect was able to be taken into custody safely. We had a little bit of a dynamic that appeared during this instance, as we had persons nearby that were utilizing social media to broadcast events that they were observing. We were able to ascertain or make contact with these individuals and request that they not broadcast immediate activity, as we felt that it could possibly jeopardize our officers if they revealed location or tactics or anything of that nature. So that was something that is just part of the culture that we have now. That it's an aspect that that we as an agency have to understand and deal with. That any situation like this could have that aspect become part of it.